I've seen 9 new films for the year already. Uh-huh. McFarlane is one of my top 3.
Wow, thank you. That's awesome.
And what I love about it, uh-huh, all 3 films are all about Latinos.
That's great. So you enjoyed Spare Parts as well.
Spare Parts.
Awesome.
And this one, okay, it's a foreign film, but mm-hmm, I love Buen Día Ramón.
I've heard of that. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I definitely need to see it.
Yeah, it's like, but
it's a beautiful time.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful stories are being told.
I think these are the kind of stories we've been wanting to do for the longest.
Right.
You know, is talk about the heroes in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know?
And then here you get to play one.
I know, it's unbelievable.
And so when you got this part,
mm-hmm,
what did you,
how did you feel?
How did you feel?
Oh, man, it was just so awesome because it was interesting. I was preparing to be killed on the bridge. which I'll never, I'm so thankful for the time that I had on that show. I mean,
another wonderful show there.
Yeah, a beautiful family there. And, you know, I went on to audition for McFarlane. I was like, this is super cool. You know, you get off a show, you read for a studio film. I thought that was the way it's supposed to go. I was wrong. So I went in and I was reading for the role of David Diaz, and I was just super excited to be reading for a movie with, you know, Kevin Costner, right, KC. And I was like, this is awesome. But I remember reading the story, thinking how beautiful it was and is. It's an amazing story. And just seeing part of Thomas, and I was like, man, I can't wait to meet the person that gets this, because that's an awesome role. So I went in and I read for David, and I gave it my all, and the casting director was like, I'm sorry, Carlos, but it's just not going to work out. It's just not going to work out for David. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, fine, I get it. And it was like another no, you know. And she was like, hold on, I think you're Thomas. And then 7 or 8 auditions later, you know, I got the part.
And you even look like, on screen, you look like you bulked up for the role.
It definitely was bulked up, for
because
sure.
Because I go, hey, Carlos looks a little big there.
You know? Yeah, I was doing push-ups every chance I could, you know. It was, I had an amazing training program. You know, it was working with the runners in the morning in Santa Clarita, mm-hmm, running like 5 or 6 miles with the people at Masters University. Mm-hmm. And then at night, I go train at Brick Fitness with Brian Gwynn. And I would do like a lot of strength training and things like that. And that carried on from the moment I got the job till the end of the film.
Well, you know, I think you did a really good service.
Oh, thank you.
A really good service. One of the things I also wanted to talk to you, because I know you've been doing this on and off for so many years. Mm-hmm. And during those years, you've had some really good roles in different shows, mm-hmm, you know, but like we talked about The Bridge, mm-hmm, that I mean does it, even though you weren't on it afterwards, but mm-hmm, it was still a really good show. How, mm-hmm, did you feel when it got canceled?
It's horrible, because you know, a job is a job. Mm-hmm. And you know, and Emily Rios is one of my best friends. Demian's an amazing man. Mm-hmm. He's almost like a mentor in a sense. You know, Johnny Dowers. I just have so many friends from that show.
Yeah.
And you just want them to keep working, and you want, mm-hmm, them to keep telling an amazing story. And so when it got canceled, you know, it hurt me too.
It's so because of these kind of films that are hopefully coming out now, they're telling more stories that are American stories. It just happened to be Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make you want to be only in front of the camera, or would you like to be like behind the camera, you know, like, you know?
One day I'd like to be behind the camera, mm-hmm, but I think it's different than directing. Producing, I'm slowly doing small things with my, mm-hmm, friends. But once I God willing do what it is that I want to do, mm-hmm, in the film industry, I want to end up having say and music placement for film. That's what I really want to do, mm-hmm, at the end. But I would not be surprised if at some point, again, God willing, I'm able to maybe take on directing. I would love to, you know.
Yeah. Well, actually, in McFarlane, I think the music is really good.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's really a really well-made, mm-hmm, film, you know.
Oh, thank you.
And for me, you know, it's a Disney film, mm-hmm, but it's not what you would expect from a Disney film.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of...
It's a lot of heart, for sure. These people went through real things.
Yeah.
And not to knock any other Disney film, they went through real things. It's just, I think this one we can connect a bit more.
Really? It's like so what are we going to see you in next?
You know, right now I'm in between jobs, as I always like to say. But I'm up right now for a baseball movie, so fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great script. I'm not going to say what it is, but I read it, and it's very rare, you know. I should maybe take this approach to all of my auditions, but whenever I get a script that like I'm passionate about, I mean, it's always down to me and one other, and this one I'm super passionate about, and it's a wonderful story, baseball story. It shows us in an incredible light, and you know, I would love to help tell that story.
The I know you were asked this earlier and mm-hmm. stuff, but I just have to ask you because I remember when you told me you were going to be in this film, McFarlane, mm-hmm. with Kevin Costner. Working with somebody like that, especially some of the films that he's been doing lately, I mean, his at this point of his career, I mean, I think the choices he's been making, he's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is it? Was it working with him?
It's awesome. You work with... Here's the thing that's interesting about that is that, like, superstars
mm-hmm.
are superstars for a reason. You know, and you look at like Demian Bichir, you know, incredible actor, Oscar nominated. He's a superstar, you know, and he's blowing up here. Rest of the world, superstar. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he is the definition of that, and he treats people amazing.
Yeah.
Kevin, the exact same way. They all treat people amazing, and it's a beautiful thing to be reiterated to me and reminded that it doesn't matter like who you are on the set. You know, if you're the PA, executive producer, the star, or, you know, the extra, you know, whoever is there worked really hard to be where they are, mm-hmm. and they deserve that level of respect,
yeah.
you know. And then particularly with Kevin, you know, I just learned a few things that I hadn't learned yet about finding the camera, you know. And in that sense, to where when you're doing TV, it's right here. We're in a small place. You know where you are. You know, when you're doing a big movie and there could be a camera, a telescope. Well, I mean, it's like so like long lens, super far away. And there's, you know, another one hidden behind a bush here, and there's another one there. You got to find the way in your own way to kind of fight your ground and still handle all that, you know. And so the technicalities and things like that, I learned that much more from him. So, like, everything I've done, I've been able to just learn and take something from everyone.
And especially a film like this where there's a lot of movements. There's a lot of
so much,
distant
yeah.
shots. And
absolutely.
Stuff. And, yeah.
But the coolest thing I'll tell you about Kevin, and I love telling the story because everybody always asks, and again, Kevin, phenomenal person. He's a superstar. And there's 100% a reason why. And I'll get to that right now. And is that I have a 9-year-old little brother, Lewis. And when he met Kevin over the holidays while we were filming McFarlane, he was showing Kevin was showing my little brother Christmas on Kevin's ranch. And it's ridiculous. There's camels. There's presents. There's like blocks and blocks and blocks of ice, and I mean, he makes snow on all the acres. There's so much food. It's have you seen the movie Hook?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Remember when rest in peace, Robin Williams? You know, like they're imagining all the food.
Oh yeah.
That's what it looks like at Kevin's place.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and so my little brother's watching this, and he looks at Kevin and he says, "How much money do you have?" And he looks. And he's like, "How much money do you have?" And Kevin looks at my brother and he says, "You know what, Luisito, it's not about how much money I have. It's about the fact that I get to share it with everyone else." And he exemplifies that on the set. His knowledge, he shares with everyone else. He leads the way by example.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just an incredible experience.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be in next, because every time
so
I see you...
So is my mother. Trust me.
Because every time I see you, it's one better role to another better role.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, that's like, you know yeah. That's the best thing. You know, everyone says, you know, how do you feel about being this now? That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is taking on good roles and doing them justice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Orgullo, Carlos.
Igual. All right, let's talk it out. It's so good to see you.